VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump has lashed out at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi after she and other Democrats rejected his latest immigration proposal. Associated Press correspondent Tim McGuire reports the president was very busy on Twitter on Sunday.
In a series of tweets Sunday, President Trump says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has moved so far to the left, she has, quote, officially become a radical Democrat. Pelosi labeled Trump's proposal a non-starter, nothing more than, quote, a compilation of several previously rejected initiatives that would not pass the House. California Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff tells CBS Face the Nation Trump was playing to his base.
It was an effort to prop up the president's sagging poll numbers.
Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News Sunday Trump wants Democrats to negotiate.
What we have from Democrat leadership so far is just sound bites, and the American people want us to work together.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says Trump's discussions with Russian officials over construction of a Trump Tower in Moscow went on through the time he was campaigning for the White House in 2016. That is months longer than previously acknowledged. He spoke to NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday. He said there weren't a lot of discussions, but there were conversations. I can't be sure of the exact date. Students at a Catholic school in the southern state of Kentucky, seen in a video mocking Native Americans in Washington, D.C., could be expelled from the school. Videos circulating show a teen staring at and standing extremely close to 64-year-old Nathan Phillips, a Native American man and Vietnam veteran who was singing and playing a drum. Other students surrounded them, chanting, laughing, and jeering. The school has apologized. This is VOA News. Afghan presidential hopefuls submitted their nomination papers just hours before the Independent Election Commission closed on Sunday. President Ashraf Ghani and his ruling coalition partner Abdullah Abdullah are among the candidates. Pakistan arrested more than a dozen counter-terrorism officers Sunday. The arrest came a day after the officers shot a middle-aged couple, their teenage daughter, and a family friend in what the officers had described as a shootout with Islamic State militants. Relatives and witnesses say the victims were shot in cold blood. An official with the United Nations mission in Mali says that jihadists linked to al-Qaeda have killed 10 peacekeepers and injured at least 19 in an attack on a peacekeepers' camp in northern Mali's Kidal region. Residents confirmed the Sunday morning assault, saying that attackers came in motorcycles and cars. The camp houses peacekeepers from Chad. British police say they have spoken with Prince Philip after the husband of Queen Elizabeth II was photographed apparently driving without a seatbelt just 2 days after he was involved in a serious crash. British media on Saturday published a photograph showing the 97-year-old royal driving a new Land Rover near the royal residence in eastern England. No comment from the Queen's representatives. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Investigators have spoken with Prince Philip after the husband of the Queen was photographed apparently driving without wearing a seatbelt, just 2 days after he was involved in a serious car crash. Now Norfolk police say suitable words of advice have been given to the driver. Philip was driving another Land Rover when he was involved in the violent collision in which two women in a Kia car were injured. A nine-month-old baby boy in the Kia was unhurt. Philip had to be helped out of the overturned vehicle, but wasn't injured.
A major winter storm has brought some of the coldest temperatures of the season to a large part of the United States. The New England area was hard hit on Sunday. Almost 5,000 flights were canceled Sunday around the country. The National Weather Service issued winter storm warnings or advisories for part or all of at least 15 states, stretching from southeast Missouri to Maine. Top story of the hour, the federal government has now been partially shut down for more than a month. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are going without pay, including those at the Voice of America, creating financial hardship. Many public services are unavailable to Americans during the closure, and many museums and parks are closed. The Transportation Security Administration reports many of its workers have said they don't have the money to pay for gas to get to work. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.